And the media, of course, continue to, wherever they don't have anything else to do, go to polling. You know, poll numbers dominate the political conversation. And what is fascinating about that is that polling has now become the kind of equivalent of the way in the Roman times they would look at chicken entrails to foretell the future. And in fact, and close the... You remember in New Hampshire when there was this whole debate after Hillary Clinton won to explain what happened? What happened? Was it because she cried? Was it because she smiled? No. It was because there had been double-digit undecideds. But that fact was not exactly getting a lot of attention in the media because they always like to go for the head-to-head, right? The head-to-head is what is dramatic. But the undecideds is where the real prophetic power lies, because where will undecideds go? The 12% undecideds in Pennsylvania, where will they go on Tuesday? We don't know. Therefore, the head-to-head is not very meaningful. So at the Huffington Post, we've introduced a new feature that we are calling Pollstrology. So you can go there and read all the polls you want. We're going to feed your polling addiction. And at the same time, you can read all the horoscopes you want of the candidates. And you can read weather reports and gaming odds and all that stuff. And that's fine, you know, it's fun. But let's not pretend that it's serious politics. In fact, even before the Huffington Post, I had started a campaign with Harry Scheer that we called Partnership for a Poll-Free America. And the reason for that is that I really believe that polling has become a substitute for leadership. And very often, political leaders will not say something unequivocal if their pollsters give them numbers or information that contradicts what they want to say. And I've always thought that if Dick Morris had been around, or Mark Penn, during the Abraham Lincoln years, and Abraham Lincoln wanted to sign the Emancipation Proclamation, which, as you know, was a deeply unpopular document, I can just imagine Dick Morris or Mark Penn going into the Oval Office and saying, "Mr. President, you cannot sign this. It will bring your approval rating down by 20%. Why don't you sign something everybody is going to be happy with, like Secretary's Day?" And that was really the 90s. Remember the 90s? All these little itsy bitsy initiatives like school uniforms. Okay, I have two teenage daughters. I'm glad they go to a school where they wear school uniforms, so we don't have to have a 45-minute debate about what tank top they're going to wear in the morning. But does that have anything to do with fixing American education? No. But it's the kind of thing that nobody can really be against. And it's the kind of thing that becomes like the alternative to real leadership.